praises to Allah, God and the person Master Wash Defy Muhammad. That's the best way that I can bring it to you of what I have been going through so that you can serve them with what they need.
You know how to hear me to the good. I was just saying how you're doing.
Best of Allah, God the person Master Wash Defy Muhammad can have me brother nor than I, sir.
All right. Thank God is the child doing, sir.
The best of Allah, God the person Master Wash Defy Muhammad can have
me. Thank you, God, again, from the cheek.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. That child. It's our child. It's the Nation of Islam's child.
Yes,
it is
sir.
The property of Allah, God, and the President of Master Barakhi Salaam Muhammad and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So therefore, we have to be careful on how we talk and deal with the property of Allah, God, and the President of Master Barakhi Salaam Muhammad.
That's right, yes,
that's
sir.
Even to a tree, even to a wall, even to a pair of panties, they belong to Allah, God, and the President of Master Barakhi Salaam Muhammad, lent to us for the use of wearing for sanitary purposes of civilization.
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, we can be charged with the misuse of.
That's right.
And trying to stick them in somebody's mouth and tell them to chew them because they might be candy in the drawers and stuff. We're not into that type of foolishness.
That's
and
right.
And we can be charged with that.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, we want to carry ourselves at all times. The Messiah of God, I'm saying, if you want to find out about a person, you push that button and then you'll find out just exactly where they are.
Yes, sir.
Because then they lose control and all this stuff's going to come out of them that's bottled up inside of them. And then you'll find out just how much they're for real and how much they're, how far you have to take them to get them to be for real.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I'll pray that you put Allah God and save the President of Master Wash Defy. So you, the brothers and sisters that are there, have to clarify to the brother that this is the coming together of the unity and the kickoff of the second resurrection in a particular sense that it is in right there, so he would know what's transpiring. Because if he is heavy enough, he might be advanced, maybe further than all, you do not know yet. But if he is, and he's way up there, and he's holding it down, he come in, and what's on the blind say, when you step in and you hear that kind of manner, turn and plead for your damn life.
Yes, sir.
If you come in there and you hear people, come in about Islam, that's why John Hawkins got the fooler, so he has to be careful that you might be walking into a trickster's bag.
That's
so
right.
Therefore, he has to take that little knowledge of Islam that he has, with a little bit of Allah, God, and the person that the Wallace Islam I'm testing with, and if he's like a holier than thou particular aspect, well, he would automatically would turn and pray from that. I know I would.
Yes, sir.
Yes, can you people understand that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That means that you have to put forth your best foot. You do not show the most honorable Muhammad, so you do not disagree before the bodies of the different deals and anything. If you got anything inside of you to make you go off and act crazy and stuff and be yelling and hooping and hollering when a person goes in, just think about when you was a little child and a drunk or anybody in that type of mannerism, drunk or a drug addict or just an old person busting it. Just think how you felt when you heard that when you was a little person, and you'll know how a new person feels coming into that kind of foolishness when it's supposed to be peace.
Yes, sir.
Islam is essentially meaning peace, and you can tell peace when you hear peace coming out of a person's mouth, and you can
that's
hear
right.
hell when it's coming out of a person's mouth.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes, sir. That's
true. Like my mother said, that if a brother comes to you and you see him full of that, and you see him full of that evilness vibrating off him, you excuse yourself and go in the other direction. Don't let that person bring you hell.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
If I'm coming, if you see a brother coming at you, hey man, what's happening? So you see, you can hear that hell in his voice. So you say, oh, nothing's keeping me, sir. I was going to take care of some business right quick. I would like to talk to you right now, but I got to go because that person, you can hear the hell in his voice. And if you sit there and listen to that hell, you're going to have hell on your own, sir.
That's right. That's right. I bear witness to that.
But the mother said, you go in the opposite direction of the hell when you see that person is in hell and got the wraps upon that person. You go in the opposite direction. That don't mean that you run off and leave them completely. That just means you just cut their ear off. So that you don't hear.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You do what that person might be wanting to do. You go to your corner, a safe corner.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Save yourself so that you can. You don't want nobody to rob you of your kingdom of heaven. You don't
that's
want
right.
nobody to take what little piece that Allah God and the person of Master Barakhi Salaam Muhammad and the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is giving you.
That's right.
You can only be destroyed from within in the first place. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, you got to consider what you're working with in the first place. So you got to remember it's going to be up and down.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a state.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So therefore, what you think that you see, what that person is talking about, Allah God, the person that's watching from, you take it to a corner somewhere, or close the door somewhere, sit in that corner, or close, and there's no door to close. You shut yourself off from that world.
Yes, sir.
Don't run off down the street.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, that's why I was telling you about you come in. So therefore, you understand that's why Allah God and the person of Master Barakhi Salaam and the messenger of Allah, they're the teacher. They're the only ones that can pull some of the things out of you that have to be brought out of you at a certain time.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Our praises do Allah God and the person of Master Barakhi Salaam Muhammad. And we're getting it on tape now because we had no tape yesterday. Our praises do Allah God and the person of Master Barakhi Salaam Muhammad.
I remember a long time ago over there over on 6th Street, on the 6th Street, on 360 South 36th Street.
Yes, sir.
I used to be downstairs teaching the so-called, I'm the so-called Aaron.
Yes, sir.
And me and Aaron used to go through it downstairs when he'd get to cussing sometime, and we'd go through it and I'd tell Aaron, I said, look here,
Okay, he would not go. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You get out of this house. He said, well, I'll do this. You just have to get on me. I'm not going out this house. You're not throwing me out.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. He didn't care whether he got beaten, dragged, or whatever, but he was not going nowhere.
He said, you're not going to throw me away. This is my life.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
If you're who you are, you'll be able to understand my way. If you have to come here sometime and I might be over here doing something that you think that I shouldn't be doing, it, you're supposed to be a man of understanding. You're supposed to understand that, even though I know that you're supposed to pay out the business. You tell me, get the hell out.
That's right. All praise is to Allah God and the prison master wants to defy Muhammad. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, because if he'd have got the hell out, then he wouldn't have been for real.
That's right.
Yeah, for real. He was real, and he know he wasn't going nowhere, but real to real makes everything real.
Yes, sir.
You know, but it wasn't no honor me saying that, was it?
No, sir.
No, not at all.
So therefore, you got to find out if you can, how you will adjust to those particular aspects of those particular things, because you will find yourself in that particular thing. So therefore, if you have these particular thoughts in your mind, you say them. I got to start my mind to tell you to get out. Get out!
Yes, sir.
Just get it out of your mind, so therefore it won't be in your mind no more. So you threw it out the door.
That's right.
Now, the person not supposed to take that and really mean it, you know what I'm saying? Because you just wanted to get it out of your mind so it don't be sitting up inside of your head.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So you throw it up on top of the table. I feel like I want to say, get the hell out of here.
There it is. That's it, and that's all.
Yes, sir.
Better that you do that there in that little nucleus than to do it outside somewhere. I'd rather, you know, you understand? That's why I love God to put the best of all the people I'm having has the answers. They're putting us together right now.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What we encounter out there is going to make us feel like that sometimes.
Yes, sir.
It's going to make you feel like you're going to throw your hands up sometime and ask, hell with this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't do that, though.
That's right.
You're trained. You're being made because you're in boot camp right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The most unbelievable moment, you read it, then you tell you some here. I feel like throwing up my hand, but I've got in the prison of Master Brother Jesus Christ, mama wouldn't let me do that.
I bear witness, sir.
You know, the most unbelievable moment said, if Master Brother Jesus Christ, mama don't shut my mouth sometime, it would always kill me, but he shut my mouth sometime.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? The most unbelievable moment
said, yes,
I'm in the public all the time, but Master Brother Jesus Christ, mama don't want me to be out there in the public all the time. You understand what I'm saying? So I once go before, so I'm going to say, I'm wore out, I'm tired.
Yes, sir. All praise to the Trinity.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to say, look, I don't care if we're all God in the prison of Master Rossi, for I don't want to let these devils stay here forever. Let us go for ourselves, brothers.
There it is. That's it and that's all.
He said, I don't know what's taking. He said, his letter to the city, you find out, he said, I don't know what's taking for Allah God in the presence of Master Rossi, for I don't know, so long to do what he told me.
Yes, sir.
Got that in writing, and you want to hear that. So they told you that he wore out the messenger, too.
Yes, sir.
That's right, sir. Just wore the messenger clean on out. But what sprang from the messenger? All the waters of the true light of life.
That's right. So therefore, we got to find the person, Master Brother Sifu Muhammad, got to find one of us, Anthony L. Muhammad, that is real good and the best at wearing a person out, and put that one that has that love in their heart for us in the middle of us, and let it be a motor mouth. So that's why Mother Superior is a Mother Superior of being a motor mouth and raising the hell and everything else. Because if you can stand that, then you'll be ready for the battlefield.
Yes, sir.
I'm going on that one.
I'm ready, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Zalo. I'm going to find me a spot, and I'm running everybody up out of it.
Now, can you understand what it's been that there?
Yes, sir. To a degree, sir. Yes, sir.
But if you don't, it ain't going long enough. You will want to get way down the road. Because the sister ain't there asking you to do nothing wrong. Sister, a lot of times, the person that's about to see from her, and that's the most unbelievable mommy got out there, because you will not find no one that acts like that sister act nowhere in that world out there.
That's true.
Clearly.
Excuse me, I don't need no comments from the peanut gallery, but I spoke with Aunt Sam, Mom, and so-called Marcus and Baby Horse. Aunt Sam, Mom, so-called Marcus, Baby Horse.
Okay, what did he say?
He's ready to come home.
Okay, but he's still got to be put on that 2 weeks in that...
Oh, yes, sir. Our places do a lot. I have you fine and clear. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, bring him in.
Yes, sir.
Time for us to go.
Also, answer your mama so-called Tracy.
Who? Tracy?
No, the brother.
Oh.
Tracy, answer your mama so-called Monica's king. Oh, answer your mama so-called Carmen. She got your message, and she said that she will speak with you herself, and she also said to tell SM Home Soko Cato to call at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Oops.
How can I do that?
Oh, well.
That's a deep subject.
Well, you know, so is the sea.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, so you can see that, but okay, anyway, so you see that everything is great and level. We wouldn't want the brother there to come in and not know the reality of what's really going on, so therefore, I understand that Allah God and the President of Master Brother Steve Brown Father, especially the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, is letting them see us at our lowest.
But trust me. Do you remember that phrase? Trust me.
So.
Yes, sir.
Jalo.
Okay, Jalo.
Love you, sir.
I love all of you.
Love you, sir.
Who?
We know who, Mr. Hey.
You! That's who! Run that by me again.
The Jalo.
The Jalo.
That's right.
Jalo.
That's how hard.
How you drunk?
That's how hard.
Oh, wait there, brother. What?
You doing, sucking your own
dick? There you go.